Glenn Dyer served as a general manager of Fox television stations in both Washington, D.C. and Salt Lake City. His fascination with World War II and a book he had read, a memoir, My 3 Years with Eisenhower, by Captain Harry Butcher, sparked the idea for his first novel, The Torch Betrayal.
In this book, he states that a top-secret document that came from the combined chiefs through General Marshall that contained the directives of Operation Torch, all of the key information concerning the invasion. This document went missing, and in his book, he never states that this document was found. And it piqued my interest to such a degree that I built a story around what happened to this document.
Dyer says while the book is fiction, because it's also historic, it was a bit tricky to write.
You have to be very, very careful about pushing creative limits. You can't take a historical figure like General Eisenhower and, make him into something he wasn't. But yet you do have some latitude as to, you know, what words you have him say. You have to sort of stay in character to a large degree. And yet that was the fun part, was weaving fictional characters with historical characters and having them interact. It was just a lot of fun to do that. But as a writer, there is a responsibility to not press your limits.
Dyer says he did a lot of research for the book, which was the fun part. It was work to sit down and write every day to get the book done. The book is self-published, which he says was something else that was new to him.
The publishing industry is a tough one to crack. And you spend some time seeking out ways to get traditionally published. And thankfully, these days, if that isn't happening in the proper time frame, you can just take it on yourself. And it's a whole new business. It's a fascinating business out there. But even if you were published with a traditional publisher, you still have to do a lot of your own legwork from promotion and marketing and such.
That's author and Park City resident Glenn Duffy Dyer. He's already working on a sequel, which is really a prequel of his protagonist, Connor Thorne, in which he takes him back to 1939 and the site of the New York World's Fair. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.